Hi, my name is Danielle, and you're listening to Crime and Mystery Canada. On this podcast, we discuss subjects that might be creepy to some, and sometimes even frightening. Some of our episodes will deal with serious subject matter, while others will be more lighthearted. Please keep in mind that I am not an expert on any of the topics I cover, just an interested party, and as always, listener discretion is advised. Hi everyone and welcome back. I'm Danielle and you're listening to Crime and Mystery Canada. As I mentioned on last week's episode, I was going to be taking this week off, but instead I'll just be releasing a short episode. I thought I would put something out there since there was some stuff that I wanted to talk about. Today I'm going to talk briefly about the Charles Horvath Allen case. The episode, if you remember, came out a few months ago now, I guess, and Charles' mother did reach out to me after the episode aired, and she shared some more information on her son's case, which I'll share some of that with you today. If you haven't listened to the episode yet, I suggest you give that one a listen before diving into this episode. It does go into a lot more detail. Also, if you live in British Columbia, and especially if you lived in the Kelowna area, please share this information because it's really critical that anyone who knows anything about this case come forward. I'm not going to go into any of the details of the case. Hopefully you've either just listened to it or you actually remember most of it. I'll give you a quick recap of Charles's case today and then share some additional information with you, as well as some resources where you can find some more information. I also have another case that I want to touch on briefly today at the end of this episode. So, if you remember, Charles was 20 years old when he came from the UK to Canada to hitchhike across the country in 1989. Charles had been born in Canada, and he still had some family living in this country. He went missing in May of 1989. The last place that Charles was known to have stayed was in a place called Tiny Tent Town in Kelowna, BC. During his time there, he was communicating as he could to his mother back home. I mean, back in 1989, communications overseas was not as simple as it is today. Charles and his mother Denise were supposed to meet up in Hong Kong once his trip in Canada was over. They spoke about this during a collect call in April. The last communication that his mother received from him was in May 11th, 1989. If I'm not mistaken, I didn't write this down, but if I'm not mistaken, that was via fax. And if you think back to the late 80s, early 90s, we didn't have access to email, cell phones, anything like that. So a fax would probably have been the most cost-effective way to communicate overseas. The last known sighting of Charles was on May 26, 1989. After losing touch with him, Denise tried to get in touch with the local police detachment, but didn't feel like she was getting anywhere, so she eventually flew to Canada to try and find some information about her son or try to find him herself. Charles' disappearance remains unsolved to this day. Denise traveled to BC many times, but on her first trip there, she did go to the tent town to talk to people there and try to get some information about her missing son. She found out that they had some of Charles's possessions. Some of his possessions had also been discarded, and others had been passed around by some of the people living and working in the tent town. During this trip, Denise reports that she was informed by a police constable that they believed that her son was dead. She was told that the file was going to be passed on to the homicide department and that Interpol would be contacted to get her son's dental records. If you want more information about the details surrounding Charles's disappearance, there is a podcast episode from The Missing about Charles's case where they go over the facts and the timeline. I actually learned a lot from that episode, even after having researched the case myself. You can go to YouTube as well and check that out. Denise has gone through a lot in the search for her missing son. She's dealt with the police mishandling the case. She's dealt with remains being found and being told that they were her son's, which they weren't. And after all these years, she still has no answers as to what happened to Charles. She deserves to know what happened to her son. If you have any information, if you were in the area of Kelowna in May of 1989 and encountered Charles, if you know someone who might know something, please reach out to the Kelowna RCMP at 250-762-3300 or to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8000. 1-800-222-8477. Any tips, no matter how small they may seem, might prove useful. Since this is not one of our regular episodes, I'm not going to be finishing today with a moment of kindness. But I do want to talk about a case that has been in the news for the last few weeks and has actually had a positive ending. I want to talk about Jude Layton. So most of you, or at least our listeners in Canada, must have heard about the 3-year-old boy's disappearance. It was all over the news lately. He was with his grandfather in Ontario on their property when he seems to have wandered off, and he'd been missing for 3.5 days. Hundreds of volunteers had been searching for the little boy, and the weather over those few days hadn't been great. It had been wet and cool. Miraculously, Jude was found 3.5 days in. He was dehydrated and dazed, but he's alive. That kid survived over 3 days in the woods on his own. I read in one of the articles out there about finding him that they believed his wool sweater actually kept him warm despite the fact that he was wet. So, last news, he was recovering in the hospital and doing well. I think I speak for everyone when I say that this is some of the best news that 2021 has brought us. I can't imagine the ordeal that this little boy and his family have been through. So hopefully the family will be able to spend some well-needed time together. Thanks to everyone who's been listening. If you need an extra fix of our podcast while you wait for a regular release next week, you can find us on Patreon. We have a few episodes up, and there'll be a new episode coming out next week on Patreon. You can also find us on Facebook or on Instagram under Crime and Mystery Canada, or you can reach out and write us at crimeandmysterycanada@gmail.com. I've gotten a few listener suggestions over the last few weeks, which are all on my Excel spreadsheet of cases to get to, so I very much appreciate everyone reaching out. We'll be back next week with a regular episode. I'll also be updating on the Facebook group a few of the cases we'll be covering this month. For those of you who don't want to know next week's episode, you can stop listening here. For those of you who do, we will be covering, as promised, the 60s scoop. I hope everyone had a happy long weekend. Stay safe out there and have a good night.